Again, let's start. Today's daf is Ksupas daf Mem. Ksupas daf Mem, the second to last daf here in Perek Yelan Aris. And we're going to talk about a sugya relating to Asi Docha Lo Sase, which is on the top of the Amud here on Mem Amud Aleph, specifically related to Mechila of the father, of the parents, for Kippat Ava'im, as is asked by the Tosfos Yishanim here. So where does this come up? So the Gemara discusses the sugya of Ones and Velosia Leisha. So if a man is Ma'anis, a woman, Rachmana Lislan, he has a mitzvah, and he must marry her, and he's not allowed to get out of it, and he can't divorce her, unless there's a Dvar Erva, as the Mishnah said, even Shose Ba'aziso. Even he has to drink his own flower pot, even if she's a Ba'alas Mum and a Mukhashrin, still, he has to live with her, unless there is a Dvar Avera. So the Gemara asks, even if there is a Dvar Avera, why doesn't he have to live with her? Just say, Asi Docha Lo Sase, the Asi of Lo Sia Leisha, is Docha the Lo Sase of Mamzeres, any of the other Isurim mentioned in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said it has to be Isha Haru'uyalo, but at Dvar Ervo, or Eina Ru'uyalo Vakal, the Eina Rashad Vakaimo. So he asked the Gemara, why not? Nasi Asevin Chilos Asei. So the Gemara answers, Amarlei, hey, Chidamina Nasi Asevin Chilos Asei, when do you say Asi Dochalos Asei, Kigon Mila Bitsara'as, Delo Efshar Lekiyume Liasei? When do you say Asi Docha Lo Sase, where it is impossible to fulfill the Ase without violating the Lo Sase? What's called E Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, right? We have, this is the Din of Reish Lakish, as it's known as. So it's E Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. You can't cut off, do the mitzvah of Mila, if there is a Tarah spot on the foreskin, there is no way out, right? You have to cut off the foreskin for the mitzvah of Mila, and that's cutting off the Tarah spot. So there's no way out, E Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. Then we say, okay, Asi Docha Lo Sase. But here, is it E Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem? Avalacha, I amra de lo ba'ina, mi isa la ase klal, as we just learned, right? She has a choice in terms of the marriage. She could say, I'm not interested. She could say that I don't want to be married to this man. So if she says that, is there an ase, does the ase still, is the ase still in effect? Mi isa la ase klal? And therefore, even in a case where she didn't say that, even in a case where she says, I want to get married, but it's in Dvar Isser, because this ase seems to be weaker, because in certain situations, it wouldn't be fulfilled at all, it wouldn't have to be fulfilled, that's why you would not say Asa Docha Lo Sase. Rai Rashi, Miisa Lase Klau, Ashtanami, Melamdin Osolomar Eini Roses. Rashi just adds, because of this, we also tell her, not just the way you read the Gemara, it might have, you might have just understood it as, and therefore this shows a weakness of the ase. Rashi says on a more practical level, and therefore we do our best to convince her to say lo ba'ina, and therefore you don't have to rely on Asi Docha Lo Sase. But again, but it's the same in the background, the same yisod that you care about Asi Docha Lo Sase, and there's a choice. So either because there's a choice, make sure she uses that choice, and therefore you don't rely on Asi Docha Lo Sase, that's Rashi, or you might have just said it conceptually because there is that choice, so therefore We say this ase is not strong enough, right? Asi Docha Lo Sase in general. We have questions of, is this ase strong enough? If it's an ase sheino shave bakol, right? Is that an ase that's strong enough? That doesn't apply to all. If it's an ase that, lifnei hadibur, right? We had, in back in Maseches Yevamos, right? So then that's not strong enough. If it's an ase mitzvah derishus, Rabbi Chanan has the suffix. If it's not a mitzvah chiyuvitz, it's a mitzvah kiyumitz, but it's a mitzvah kiyumitz that you can only do by violating the lo sase. But either way, this is the sugya of me, if she wants to say lo ba'ina. Ask Tosfos Yishanim. The Rishonim here ask all very different questions about Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem or Efshar. What about tzitzis? Why do we have to rely on Asi Docha Lo Sase B'Kalayim B'Tzitzis? Just don't wear woolen strings with a linen beged, right? You don't have to do that. You just wear all wool. Okay, but Tosfos Yishanim here on the Amud asks, Hikshar Rabbi Ezra, Amai Yisra Korah B'Perakava D'Yavamis, why in the first parak of Yevamos? Those are the sugyas, as we know, of Asi Docha Lo Sase, where the Gemara tries to figure out all the permutations, when it does apply, when it doesn't apply. So one of the places is the situation, right? What's the context there? Yibum. Asi Docha Lo Sase, why do we use Yibum, which is a mitzvah of Yibum, but it's always violating the Isra of Eishes Ach. So is that a makar for saying that Asi Docha Lo Sase would apply even by a lav sheish bo karis, right? We just said that The question is, does it apply by various assays? But does it apply by various losan assays? So the Gemara there on Hey Amabez wonders, maybe Tasi mi Kibbut Ava'im. Right, I learned from Kibbut Ava'im, the Tanya. There's a special limud by Kibbut Ava'im that you don't say Asidoch Alosa say if the father asks you to violate Shabbos. Yocho Yehei Kibbut Ava'im Docha Shabbos. You might think that it's Docha Shabbos if the parent asks you to, the child to be Mechal Shabbos. Tabalomar Ishimo Va'im Tiro Ve'Shabso Se Tishmoru. Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi. It's a special limud. So my lav, isn't this talking about a case where the Amarle Shchotli Basheli shecht for me, cook for me, and the potential would have been an asi dochalosa se sheish bokaris. The type of the kazav rechbar eshapso se tishmorum. The reason you don't say that is because of the special limud. Halav hachi, if you wouldn't have the special limud, dochi, so that you would have said asi dochalosa se. And therefore, isn't this a makar that you say asi dochalosa se even by alosa se sheish bokaris? That's the Gemara's suggestion. The Gemara says, lo, maybe not, lav de bechamer. The Gemara is not talking about an iser kares of Shabbos, but it's talking about a lav of mechamer, of walking and working with one's animal. Yafilo achi lo dafi. And that's what it's talking about, and the makar is, and you don't say asa dochalosa say in that case. The Gemara says, okay, elo de kaim melon dasi asa dochalosa say ligmer mehacha de lo litchi. So the Gemara says, say the opposite. Learn from here that you never see asa dochalosa say, even my losa say, she'ein bo kares. And if you want to say the lavim of Shabbos are more chamor, no, the Gemara learns from there to elsewhere. The Gemara uses that in the general asidokalosasisugyas and does not say, oh, that case is different. The Tanya, the Brisa says, you might think that if the father tells the child Kohen to become Tamei or not to return on Shabbos Aveda, maybe he should listen to Tavalomar. You learn it from Shabbos. Therefore, you see, Shabbos is comparable to others. So either way, what do you see from that? Gemara says, the Tosas Yisharim, that Asi Docholos Ase might have applied by Kibbut Ava'im and Shabbos, but we have a special limur. So ask the Tosas Yisharim, but one second. By Kibbut Ava'im, doesn't the parent have the option of saying, I'm not interested? The parent can be mochel. So just like our Gemara says here in Tzuvos Daf Mem, that if the woman says, lo ba'ina, the woman says, I don't want this asay fulfilled, so because of that, we wouldn't apply asay dechalos asay in the context of velosi elisha, so why don't you say the same thing by kibbut ava'im? By kibbut ava'im say that asay dechalos asay wouldn't apply at all. You don't need a special limud even. Wouldn't apply at all because the parent could say lo be'ina. So amai yisrach for that. Let's read the Tosos. Amai yisrach for a parakam of the Yivamos. De'ein asay de kibud doche Shabbos halek asay. The amar lo be'ina le kibud mi isal asay klal. Our Gemara establishes that you don't say asay chalos asay where the asay could be nimchal. So here too. So by the parent the asay could be nimchal. So Tosos has two answers. One bimchalik. One saying shiny kibud avay, and one saying shiny ones. First answer is what we're going to focus on in the next couple of minutes. Ezes Hashem, Yesh Lomar, Dahasam Mikal Makom, Miyad Kishet Siva Av, Hava Asela Asos Mitzvaso. No, still, even in the, there's still a difference, because in the Kibbut Ava'im case, right when the father says, I want it, then there's a mitzvah to do it. And therefore, you can't apply mechila. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Valinera, the second answer of Tosfos is that you can't use asay of one to say asay dechalos asay for someone else. Dehacha gabi dida lek asay. She doesn't have the mitzvah asay of losi elisha. Only he does. Deha ibaya amra lo beinale. She could say, I'm not interested because she doesn't have a choice. Hilkach ein lanu la laver belav mishem asay didei. Fine mitzida. She doesn't have the asay because she can say, I don't want, but he doesn't have that choice. And if he doesn't have that choice, we're not going to say his asay is going to be docher who loves asay. He was Harris Kamoso. Fish lakaz of Ishalish. Fine. So the second answer is the chiddush about ones, that whether it's for him, whether it's for her, but let's focus on the first answer. Again, what was the first answer say? The question was, why don't you say the possibility of lo bi'ina by kibud av would say that you never should apply asay dechalos asay? So the Tosfos says, no, but when the father asks, there's an asay. So what exactly does that mean? So a couple of suggestions by the Achronim. Chassam Sofer right here says, by Ones, right when the Ones is done, there's now a Chiyav of Alosi Elisha that kicks in, which she could then be Mocheles. There's the act of Ones, there's a Chiyav mitzvah, and now she can be Mocheles, that mitzvah. By Kibbut Ava'im, before the father asks, there is no mitzvah. After the father asks, there's no way to be Mevatel, that Chiyav. So it's not a parallel. It's not that there could be the next step of Mechila could get out of the mitzvah. Here, no. There was no mitzvah when beforehand, and now there is a mitzvah. This is right here, the subsofer in Ksuvus. Deba'ones miyad she'ines mutal alav aseh velosi alisha. That kicks in. Ela di'yam ralo be'ino tespata lo aseh. Imke lo havi dome. Satum yutakilayim. Ela di'yif she'yif she'levatel ha'aseh. Acharei she'chala alav mitzvahs aseh. So that the case of Ones is not Dumya, did Tzitzit Bekalayim. Tzitzit Bekalayim, you can't get out of the essay without what the mitzvah say was chal. But by Ones, you can. Mashenkin mitzvahs kibud eino chalalav asher kfar omar ha'av be'ina shetachamar achar behamdi b'shabbos. The achar shekfar omar be'ina v'asei chal lo shayach lomar iboy omar lo be'ina. So it says, Chassam Sofer, I don't think they're comparable in that way. But then Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says, maybe that's exactly, Reb Tosis asks, in the name of Rabbi Ezra, right? Why doesn't the Gemara give this answer? Why does the Gemara say that you don't see Asa Ochalosa say by keeping up the aim in Shabbos because Kulchem Chayavim Bechvodi, a special limud? Why don't you say? Because they have this possibility of Lo Be'ina. Suggest to Chassam Sofer, if you read between the lines of the Gemara, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is suggesting. By saying Kulchem Chayavim Bechvodi. Mihu Lule Divre Tosis, says the Chassam Sofer, Hayisi Omer, Dahainu Be'emes, Da Amrinan. This is what it said, Hassam over there in Yevamis, Atovi Avicha Chayavim Bechvodi. Vikasha, because after all, says the Chassam Sofer, Haria Aveina Ose Negev Kvodo Shomal Aklau. What's the problem? The father is not being Mechal Shabbos. Shehu Eina Mechal Shabbos. Take each person in separately. The father is not being Mechal Shabbos. All he said was to tell the son to do something. Va'ben Nami Lo, and the Mitzad, the son, is Asi Lecholos Haseh. So why do you say, look at each one differently? The father is chayiv in the covet of Hashem. He's not doing anything wrong. And the son is chayiv in the covet of Hashem, but he has asid ochalos asay. So what does the Gemara mean by kulchem chayiv in bechvodi? So says the Chassam Sofer, aval kavanah da'avicha chayiv bechvodi, v'tzorech lomar lo be'ina. The father is chayiv in my covet, and therefore it's his responsibility to say, I don't want you to do this. And because he has that possibility, that's why you wouldn't say asid ochalos asay in this case. And it's not similar. Amazing. Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara in Yevamis is saying. Tosfos asks, why do you have a special limud? So the Chassam Sofer says, maybe that exactly is the limud that the Gemara is saying. Okay, but either way, these are two pshatim of the Chassam Sofer. One pshat of Tosfos, and one, a different idea that's not in Tosfos. The Birch HaShmuel, or Baruch Be'er, here has two other, or one other, possibilities to explain Tosfos here in Yevamis, there in Yevamis in Siman Gimel. V'lo siya li'isha, says the Birch HaShmuel, that's an iser kal. Why is that an iser kal? Because she can say yes or no. She can get out of it. And once she says, I'm not interested, okay, there's a mitzvah v'lo siya li'isha, but she's saying, you know what, I'm mocheles, I don't need you to fulfill that mitzvah. The chi of mitzvah, so to speak, might still be conceptually there, but once she says, I'm not interested, she doesn't have a chi to fulfill it. Masha Enkein, by Kibbut Ava'im, the Chiv is not Kal at all. The Mitzvah Saseh of Kibbut Ava'im is full and strong. Right? When, if the father's Mochel, it's not that there's a Chiv that Sonah doesn't have to do. There's no Chiv. The whole situation of the Mitzvah is removed. Right? It's not a weaker Mitzvah. By Velosi Elisha, it's a weaker mitzvah zaseh, and therefore you wouldn't apply asid ochalos zaseh, because it's a mitzvah that can be nimchal, and therefore there could be an outstanding chiyuv that's never fulfilled, because he doesn't have to fulfill it. Mashiach, if a kibud aveim, the mitzvah always has to be fulfilled. It's just that if the father says not interested, so then that removes the entire situation of the mitzvah. And therefore that's not a reflection of a weakness of the mitzvah of kibud aveim. Or, another way that he quotes in the name of Rabbi Asher is that maybe in the Hava Mina, Tosfos a thought that Kibbut Ava'im was like a Chiv Mamon, that like to a father, and Efshar Limchol, the father can be Mochel. But La Maskana, maybe what Tosfos is driving at, is that it's also a Chiyuv Klapei Shamayim. Mechila, right, just, you know, could remove the situation, but it's not totally Nimchal. He can't really be Nimchalit. Right, this related to the Chakir of the Menachas Chinuch. Right, this is discussed in Kibud Avayim Sugyas. Menachas Chinuch says Kibud Avayim Bidatam Lamakom Bidatam Lachaveira. Right, it's in that it's that transition dibur. Right, the first four diburos are Bidatam Lamakom, the last five are Bidatam Lachaveira. What about Kibud Avayim? It's the last one of the first column. So that could be, we've had Shiur about this. That's the transition dibur, and the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lam and Gimel Os Gimel has the Chakira whether. It's been on the Malka, but on the Machavero. Nafkimina might be tshuva. That's what he says. Umitzvah say he kachala mitzvah shabbatar lenin tshuva, says the Menachas Chinuch. The tshuva machaperas. We come up with my nimesufa. Tshuva, you can do tshuva for a kibbutz of aim, but I have it down. Lafi, I'm a vorz, based on what it says in the Rambam, and the Gemara in Yuma, tepehe, that by Avera has been on the Machavero, lomani tshuva, velo yamaki purim, achi yirat says Chavero. You have to say, I'm sorry. I'm kain, kan, mitzvah zushal kibbutz, duhu, Nosaf, to Xeras Akasavi, the Nosaf, al Kibud call Adam, to be Adam Acher, in Israel Litzaro, Bakam Mitzvah Lachamdo. There's an added element to Kibud Avaim, so maybe if I didn't give Kavit, Efshar, to Hirak Mitzvahs Hamakom Baruchu, for Lobin Adam Achavero. To be Adam Achavero, Eno El Mashu Shabba Lachal Adam, Imkain, Eno El Mitzvah Ben Adam Hamakom, and therefore you wouldn't have to say, I'm sorry for not giving Kibud, or Dilma, no. Given the Hashem Yisbarach Tziva Zua Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro Havi Bein Adam L'Chaveiro V'lo Bahani Tshuva Im Lo Yiratzeh Es Aviv V'Ima. So again, this might be connected to this Chakira that the Berech HaShmuel says maybe that's what's going on in the Hava Mina and the Maskana of Tosus first assumes that Mechila by a father would play a role, so maybe it's like a Chiyah Mamon and Mechila works. The Kamash Malan, the answer that Tosus says in the Maskana that again, B'Shem Rebbe Ezra, Miyad Kishetziva Av, Havi Asei La'asos Mitzvah, so that maybe you can't be Mocha. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, it's quoted also in the Shidduch Gubetzes in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, same question is asked. It's the same question as the Tosfos Yishanim here asks. And he gives two answers. If you read it quickly, they sound like the same kind of answer. The first answer is, in a sense, opposite of the Berach HaShmua. What did the Berach HaShmua say? By Ones, right? Even after Mechila, there's a Chiyuv, but, you know, it's unfulfilled. Mashekev, I keep it up, aim, it totally disappears. So he kind of says here, an idea that sounds like the opposite. Vatiris Haram, right? The Reish Mem, Vatiris Haram, Delo Dami, Dahasam, Ki Amra, Lo Be'ina, Lekka La'ase Klau, Legabe Haima'anis. Sounds like the opposite. By Ones, by Mechila, the whole thing disappears. And because the whole thing disappears, therefore, you don't say as Avalosa, say, by that type of mitzvah, where it can totally disappear. Aval Hacha, Iamar Ha'av, Hashta, Lo Be'ina, Bishvil Ze Lo Bitel Ha'ase Olamis, V'yefshar Shiz Kayim Tadir Bishar Dvarim. If he says Lo Be'ina, the mitzvah say is not totally uprooted forever, right? It's possible that there'll be other things that the father will ask. Right, it's not the chiyuv still exists in many other areas, not just this specific one. Right, so lo be'ina doesn't destroy the mitzvah. So maybe that's the difference. When it comes to ones, the whole thing is destroyed forever. Mashiach, right, she can't like maybe say afterwards, oh really, I changed my mind? No, when she said it, she said it. Mashiach, but keep it away, the mitzvah's always. Mitzvah's always. That is the first answer. The second answer, the od afilu ki omar lo be'ina shayach asei. The Asei is still Shayach. D'mikal makom mitzvah hu kechol d'b'chol davar afilu amar av lo ba'ina. What does that mean? Even when the father says lo ba'ina, the mitzvah, the Asei is still Shayach, because the mitzvah applies b'chol davar, even if the father says lo ba'ina. What does that mean? So if you look in the Reb Elchanan, here, in Oz, Kuf Mem Dalet, and that, really it's a Beferish Radvaz. The Reb Elchanan says, I think this is what the Tosfos HaRosh means, and look in the Radvaz, and it's Shuvan Aleph, Tav Kuf Chav Dalet, is Beferish in the Radvaz. That this is what the, that this is the Pshat of this line. That even if the father is Mochel, the son still has a mitzvah to do it. It just means that the son's not going to be punished if he doesn't do it. But he still has a mitzvah. That's how the Reb Elchanan says it. The Kavanis Teretz Achron, the Hadam Mahani Mechila Sa'av, who Rak Le'inyin Shem Lo Yechabdu, Ein Bozeh Bitul Mitzvah. Avu Mikom Akom, Im Yechabduhu Yikayim Mitzvah. Once she says no, if he does it, there's no mitzvah. And he says, Misarchi minallah milsa. I just don't know, says Rav Chanan, where the Tos Rosh gets this from. That even if the father says, I don't want it, you would still say that there is a mitzvah. But either way, the Ravaz also says the same idea here. The Ravaz's question, Al Tav Kuf Chav Dalet, if the father is Mochel, if the Niftar HaBen, Mi Mitzvahs Kibet HaKabez Vichem Ezbecha Lagamrei, or not? And he says not. He quotes this from the Ramah. The Ramah, and that's the Ram, that means that's quote that the Rush is quoting, Harei Lachal Ahedya, right? The Filo Amar Avlo Be'ina Adayin Mitzvah Ika. Okay, this is about Mechilas Ha'av in Kibbut Avaim, relating to Asidokhalos Asayim.